Welcome to the Sourcing Hero podcast, produced by UNA, a group purchasing organization that empowers sourcing heroes, and Art of Procurement, the world's largest procurement podcast network. I'm your host, Kelly Barner. The goal of the Sourcing Hero podcast is to capture the epic stories of people who are rising up and beating the odds to create exceptional value within procurement, directly from those heroes themselves. Today, my guest on the Sourcing Hero podcast is Sohila Lunny. Sohila has over 25 years of procurement experience involving both domestic and international activities. She also has extensive experience in consulting, coaching and training, re-engineering the whole supply management process, sourcing materials and services, reducing total cost of ownership, and something we're going to talk about today, negotiating complex contracts. Now, in 2012, she and Charles Dominick published The Procurement Game Plan, one of my favorite books about procurement. And now, at the request of their publisher, they are working on an expanded second edition. Sohila, thank you so much for joining me today on the Sourcing Hero podcast.
Good to be with you, Kelly, today. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Now, for people that have not encountered you or have not read your book, can you please share a little bit more detail about your background and professional experience?
Of course, I'm more than happy to do that. I was born and raised in Tehran, Iran. I obtained a Bachelor of Science in Chemistry from National University of Iran, followed by obtaining a full scholarship and pursuing my master's and PhD in chemistry at the University of East Anglia in Norwich in England. After a postdoctoral assignment at Clemson University, I joined the University of Arkansas as an associate professor prior to joining Bayer Corporation. During my tenure at Bayer, I held different positions with increasing responsibilities in research and development, logistics, procurement and supply chain, climbing the corporate ladder, you might say, to become the deputy to the chief procurement officer. Although with the background of being a chemist, procurement and supply chain truly became my passion. I then joined Education Management Corporation as a vice president of procurement. And in 2007, I founded Lunny Advisory Group. And by 2019, I started slowing down, focusing my efforts on conducting negotiation seminars, volunteering, and mentoring young female professionals.
So I have to confer a very special honor on you, Sohila. As many people that listen to this podcast or network with me on LinkedIn know, I'm from Boston. And so the greatest honor that we can confer on somebody with your level of experience is to say, you are wicked smart. So that is an amazing background. I am so thrilled that you've joined me to share your perspective. And maybe most interestingly, a full decade has passed since you and Charles published The Procurement Game Plan. So I'm curious to hear a little bit about what sections you're adding.
Sure. Obviously, a lot has changed during the 10 years, including COVID-19 pandemic that has drastically impacted supply chain and procurement, not only in US, but all around the world. More than ever before, supply chain and procurement professionals are facing new challenges and, of course, with that, opportunities. My co-author, Charles Dominick, and I have added new sections to our second edition related to topics such as social and environmental responsibilities, risk management, resiliency, and, of course, expanded on technology. More importantly, in this edition, we are including case studies, real life examples, and templates, helping our readers with new tools in order for them to become the most valued players on their procurement team. A new chapter that stands out, and I'm very passionate about it and excited about it, is the interview with superstars of procurement and supply chain management. I strongly believe that stories and experiences related to the challenges, successes, and lessons learned of these chief procurement officers and CEOs of large and mid-sized organizations will be very valuable for our readers. In regards to any sections in our book that don't need to be updated, I have to say that practically we have updated every chapter in our book one way or another in order to provide new and additional strategies and techniques for our readers.
Well, I'm definitely looking forward to getting my own copy of the updated book once it comes out. And one of the things that you and Charles emphasize that I think is important, and we're going to talk about today, is despite how many things have changed, there are some things that remain constant around procurement skills. And one thing we are always going to need to know how to do is negotiate, right? And there's simple, straightforward negotiations. There are very complex negotiations. But a lot of times that comes down to the personal comfort level of the individual that's leading or participating in the negotiation. Now, when you and I had initially talked about doing this podcast, you mentioned that you actually enjoy coaching people so that they can become better negotiators. Does that mean that you enjoy negotiating, or would you consider yourself a natural born negotiator in your own right?
A natural born negotiator, not at all. At all. To be honest, I was not a good negotiator. However, by reading books related to negotiations and I started observing people around me whom I consider to be negotiators, quickly I realized that no one, and I mean no one, is born to be a good negotiator. You acquire good negotiation skills by reading, observing, doing your homework, listening well, and practicing. I believe everyone can be a good negotiator if they work at it.
Now, what would you say is the hardest thing for people to learn? You know, going back to that desire to coach, do you notice something that stands out maybe across different people or across circumstances that seems to be a particularly difficult thing for people to embrace?
I really believe that we have a tendency, and the hardest thing that we are encountering when it comes to negotiations is the assumptions that we make. These assumptions are worst enemies in negotiations. For example, we will not ask for training from a supplier at no additional cost, assuming that supplier may not have the resources. Or we may not ask for free shipping with the assumption that gas prices have gone up and no way supplier would honor our request. Or we may not ask for a signing bonus with the assumption that this is not a norm. No supplier will accept that. My take is that what do you have to lose? Don't make any assumptions and ask for anything and everything, and you may be pleasantly surprised that the supplier would say yes.
Now, if somebody has experience doing what they might consider for their comfort level, a simple or a straightforward negotiation, is there a way to test your own readiness to maybe move on to something a little bit more complicated?
Well, my take on is that prior to complex negotiations or any negotiation for that matter, do your homework, gather data and information about the market, suppliers, regulations, labor laws, diversity, social and environmental responsibilities, and anything else related to that item that you will be purchasing. Then start thinking about what if scenarios and give some thought to them. And also give some thought to the questions that the person on the other side of the table might be asking you. When you prepare well and ask questions, it positively impacts your confidence level. The more confident you are, the better outcome for your negotiations. Also rehearse and ask open-ended questions. What I mean by open-ended questions, for example, let's consider these questions that you may ask during your negotiation sessions. The first question, can you give us 5% discount? Or you may ask, why are we not getting a discount, even though we have significantly increased our business with your company in the past couple of years? The answer to the first questions most probably will be, no, we're not going to give you the 5% discount. However, the way the second question is presented will force your supplier to give an explanation and opening the door for some discussions leading to obtaining discounts or other concessions. Now, during your complex negotiations, if you reach to a point that is an impasse, then stop the conversation and suggest getting back together at a later date. That will allow you to review what you learned and the supplier told you and what they shared with you in order to prepare yourself for the second round of the negotiations, and therefore increasing your chances for better outcomes.
Now, you mentioned a couple of things in there that I'd actually like to connect in my next question. You talked about the importance of diversity, and you also mentioned confidence. And when I think about those two things, I mean, certainly there is some amount of stereotype here, but I do know that a lot of research and writing and discussion has happened around whether there are gender differences in negotiation, right? I believe there are plenty of studies and articles that talk about, you know, women specifically around negotiating salaries, as well as in general situations. And I know from the time that I've spent working with you over the years, Sohila, that supporting and encouraging for professional women is a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Now, when you combine that with your interest in coaching people around negotiation, have you found that we're all in the same boat, or are there some valid truths to what we have come to think of as stereotypical differences between the ability of the genders to negotiate?
My take on differences, absolutely, Kelly. Throughout my career, I made sure to support Science for Girls events and other young female professional organizations by conducting seminars and highlighting the fact that if I could follow my dreams and achieve my goals, they could do it too. Yes, there are stereotypes. However, we have come a long way. When it comes to negotiations in general, I have found that women, especially young female professionals, are timid. At the same time, I have met many women who are great negotiators. They ask great questions and always seek win-win outcomes. These women are not born as great negotiators. They have worked hard to acquire good negotiation skills. My advice for women is that never doubt your capabilities. And don't let anyone tell you that you cannot do anything and never give up. Follow one of my mottos. When there is a will, there is a way. If you want something bad enough, you will go after it. Therefore, when it comes to negotiations, don't be timid. Do your homework. When you know a lot, when you're confident, you will perform well and you achieve your goals. And the more you do it, the better you get at it. That's my take on it.
Well, and it's so funny, and it helps to hear, you know, the idea that you started with, that there's no such thing as a naturally born good negotiator. I'll admit to being someone that really had to coach myself sort of emotionally, if you will, to feel confident going into a negotiation. And over time, we all kind of work on our own same technique. I think for me, it was this idea you brought up around open-ended questions. I had this notion in my head when I first started in procurement that in order to be a good negotiator, you have to be sort of like a bang a shoe on the desk type, which does not really work for me with my personality. But then I learned over time that there is a very subtle power in being able to ask excellent questions, mm-hmm. and that you don't have to be intimidating in order to get to good outcomes. But that was my journey. So if you were talking to, let's say, 20 years ago, Kelly, early in procurement, she's very, very nervous. What advice do you give specifically to negotiators that have acknowledged the fact that either they don't love negotiating or that it does make them nervous in a way that potentially affects the outcome of the negotiation itself?
Yes, to overcome anxiety about negotiations, the key is preparation. My recommendation, practice, practice, practice. You may want to practice in front of a mirror or in front of a friend or a family member. This is what I did. As I mentioned earlier, I was not born a good negotiator, but throughout the years, I became better at it because I practiced. And when you are in front of your family members or friends or colleagues and ask for their input, the more you practice, the more comfortable you become and less anxious. Also, I recommend that watch for your facial expressions. That's why rehearsing in front of a mirror is very helpful. In a negotiation sessions, also, your opening statements should be very convincing by using words such as starting your negotiations with, it is essential, we need to have, we must. The sales rep on the other side of the table is trained and can read a lot from your opening statements and your facial expressions. I am a believer that practicing will ease your anxiety. I have been through it, done it, and I believe in that.
Well, and Sohila, I think that's fantastic advice. And I think it's sort of in that spirit, right, in terms of what you've experienced and what you believe in around each person can achieve. That brings us to the section on the podcast where I ask you what I think is one of the toughest questions that anybody ever gets asked in a podcast, but that I ask everyone who joins me here on The Sourcing Hero, about the idea of heroism in a business context. So, you know, whether it's in the context of negotiation, your own personal journey, what you've seen other people go through, what does the idea of a sourcing hero mean to you?
Well, Kelly, I strongly believe that heroes come in many shapes and forms. When it comes to procurement and supply chain, those who are in leadership role and take the time to mentor and nurture their team members are my heroes. Those leaders who do their due diligence to select and grant business to minority and women-owned businesses or disadvantaged suppliers and help them to flourish, they are the ones that are my heroes. I believe in giving back and mentoring. Now that I have slowed down, I conduct seminars, particularly for women, empowering and helping them to follow their dreams and succeed in life, which are very rewarding for me. And I always tell everyone that no matter what you do in life, follow my second motto. Do the right thing because it's the right thing to do. Hard work coupled with doing the right things and be persistent is the ingredient for succeeding in life, succeeding in negotiations and everything else you do.
Thank you so much, Sohila, for offering up that perspective. And I can absolutely vouch for the fact that you have not slowed down the slightest in retirement, especially given the fact that you have the second edition of the book coming out. So if people who've listened to our conversation today would like to connect with you, would like to reach out and ask a question, would like to follow news for updates about the book being available, what is the best way for people to get in touch?
Either via LinkedIn or you can email me, which is my first name and last name at comcast.net. I'll be more than happy to answer any questions or help you any which way I can, because I want procurement professionals succeed in what they do. And that's what I'm always after and I'm very passionate about.
Now, do you have any estimates on how long we have to wait for the book to be available?
my co-author and I are very close finalizing the manuscript and submitting it to our publisher. I believe by mid-2022, it will be published and it will be available on Amazon. So that's what we are looking for and we are very excited about it.
That is excellent. Well, we will keep an eye out. Sohila, thank you so much for joining me today to share your experience and point of view. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Sourcing Hero podcast. Join us again next time for more true stories of sourcing and business heroism performed by your colleagues and peers. Look for The Sourcing Hero wherever you get your podcasts, and don't forget to subscribe. Finally, don't forget, sourcing heroism is taking place all around us every day. Keep your eyes open and you're bound to see it. Until next time, I'm your host, Kelly Barner. Stay well, and always remember that you can be a hero too.